The Michigan Humanities Council will have a new executive director starting in May. Eric Nordberg is a longtime board member and will be coming to Lansing from Michigan Technological University, where he most recently served as the university archivist. He spoke with WKAR's Melissa Benmark.
Well, the Michigan Humanities Council is a cultural organization. We're a statewide nonprofit. We receive money from the National Endowment for the Humanities, a federal agency, and their process in designing the NEH was that they were going to provide funds to a nonprofit in each state that can work with developing various types of cultural planning in their area. So rather than giving it to a state agency, the money goes to a nonprofit, which in our case is the Michigan Humanities Council. We use that money to do a number of different things. One of the things that most people know us for is that we do give out a fair amount of that money as grants to small agencies that undertake various types of projects, sometimes exhibits, sometimes public programming of various sorts. But then the council also runs its own program statewide, and we can talk about those in more detail.
People tend to be fairly familiar with the arts councils, but define what exactly encompasses humanities. What kinds of things do you deal with in terms of the exhibits and programs you're talking about?
Well, I think it's always been a challenge for humanities people to define the word humanities. Very often they will put it as a counter to the arts. We think about the arts and we think about songs, music, maybe performance types of things or art where we where we might paint something or do sculpture. The humanities are really more of the thinking portion of some of that. We deal with history, literature, philosophy, things like the law and politics, all those things that help to define who we are as people. In some cases, it might help to kind of identify different groups of people throughout our culture, but very often it also identifies the things that we have in common, things like religion and the way that we think about the world, kind of our identity.
How did you come to be involved with the Humanities Council?
Well, I've actually been working for 20 years as an archivist, so in the work of collecting historical records at a couple of different agencies. Most recently, I've been working at Michigan Technological University in Houghton, Michigan, in the Upper Peninsula. Here at Michigan Tech, we've been involved in collecting the historical records of copper mining in the region. Most people know about the copper country of Michigan and its historic mining district. So in that role as a person who collects historical documents, we've actually been pretty active as well in showing how historians and other people can use materials to understand what happened in this area before now. So doing various types of exhibits, sometimes speaker programs, a lot of things now with digital initiatives online so that people can understand the history of our region. And then that was a kind of a natural progression for me. I actually served on the governing board of the Michigan Humanities Council for 8 years, got involved in a lot of their programming and activities, and so when this position opened up, it seemed like a natural fit for me to apply.
Is your particular personal interest, your area, the Copper Age in the UP, or what is your personal interest in humanities?
The work that I've done here at Michigan Tech has been very tied to the story of copper in Michigan. Personally, I've had a great deal of interest in history. I was one of those kids that followed my father around with those AAA triptychs as we made trips across the United States and stopped at various historic places. So I've always had a real interest in history. I've personally taken that to the point now where I'm actually pursuing a doctoral degree here at Michigan Tech in industrial history and archaeology. So I have an interest in pursuing that as an area of study myself.
What do you see as some of your priorities while you're at the helm of the council?
As a nonprofit that receives funding from the federal government, and we also receive support from the state of Michigan through the Michigan Council of Arts and Cultural Affairs, I think it's always important that as a director, we're very transparent about the expenditure of public dollars. I think that's always important. But I think also it's a matter of trying to reach out to collaborators across the state to find out what are the needs right now as we move forward. I think agencies across Michigan are struggling right now with various aspects of the financial slowdown that we've experienced. So what is it that the Michigan Humanities Council can do to help to coordinate those kinds of activities or help to explore those kinds of stories? You know, I grew up in the Detroit area. I lived in South Bend, Indiana, so down near the southwestern corner of Michigan. My parents are from the Straits area, so I've spent a lot of time there. Now I'm in the Upper Peninsula for a good number of years. So I have a feeling about some of the issues across the state of Michigan. And I'm wondering, how do we explore those topics? How do we explore topics like the changes in the industrial and commercial emphasis of Michigan over the last 20 years? How do we discuss and explore this kind of idea of Michigan being partly this industrial state, but also this kind of up north place that has a wonderful scenery and different types of commerce and industry in northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula? I think those are the kinds of stories that I'm interested in exploring and looking to see how do we connect them with other collaborators, historical societies, universities, colleges, libraries, schools, to help people kind of get an understanding of how these things affect the state that we live in.
What are some of the programs that the Michigan Humanities Council is currently responsible for?
You know, we just announced a new book for our Great Michigan Read. It's called Annie's Ghost, and it's going to be a real interesting project over the course of the next year and a half with an author's tour. The book is about he's a Washington Post writer. He's originally from the Detroit area, and after his mother's death, it's a nonfiction book, he discovers that his mother had a sister that he never knew about. And it turned out that she had some developmental problems and some physical handicaps, and the family decided to put her into an institution. And the mother just kind of stopped talking about her, never told her kids, never told most of the extended family. And so he goes through this process of kind of uncovering the story of his lost aunt. It has nice tie-ins, I think, to a lot of the conversations we're all having about how to deal with people with mental illness and also the kind of changes over time and how we've dealt with institutions and treating people.
That was Eric Nordberg. He's the incoming executive director of the Michigan Humanities Council. Speaking with WKAR's Melissa Benmark, Nordberg starts his new position in May.